Welcome back into GQDN. This show is brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest, by Audible, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we will talk about, we'll update you on some PlayStation news, Overwatch, hello, and a book coming out for Azeroth. But we start today with some major news for some Twitch streamers coming to us from GameRant.com. And while Twitch has been a part of Amazon for about the past 10 years, Twitch is now looking into reorganizing their money-making efforts, which means if you're a small-time streamer, you might not like the news because they are going to want you to play more ads. This will cause revenue to go into their pockets, and while you might get some, others might not. The ones that will be avoiding all this will be like Asmongold and Pokimane, along with quite a few others. But some smaller ones, which are a ton of smaller ones, you may be getting less revenue from Twitch. You have been warned. Now, we go from there to Bethesda shutting down the Bethesda launcher, and they're giving all that stuff there to Steam. This comes to us from BlueNews.com, and there is a transfer page that you would have to go to if you have any games on Bethesda.net. So you could transfer all your games over to Steam, and you could still be able to play your games that you purchased through Bethesda. So Bethesda lost. Okay, and if you have games on Bethesda, get them transferred. Okay, just get it done, and you will be fine as far as what that goes. I think I have to do the same thing, but I'm warning you as well. Talking about more games now from BlueNews.com. If you are into wrestling, if you have 2K22 from WWE, there are more wrestlers coming in to WWE 2K22. And this pack is called Banzai. I had to do it that way. I'm sorry. So it's the Banzai pack, which will include Yokozuna and Rikishi, Omos. Yes, that Colossus that's on WWE Raw on USA. Casey Catanzaro and Umaga. That Umaga was a beast back in the day. And I'm telling you, wow. I mean, Rikishi, obviously, Yokozuna, it's like those are guys you want to be on the good side of. Oh boy. Yes, sir. So anyway, getting out of wrestling, well, maybe. Destructoid did finally give us the top 10 games coming out of PAX East, and it goes this way. Lucid, which you can get on the Steam store. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge. Oh yes, I had to do it that way. Sorry. Which is also on Steam and should be on other platforms as well. Stay tuned. Cursed to Golf, also on Steam. Signals. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and I know. This is also on Steam. Cult of the Lamb. Don't know. Have to check out the trailer sometime. But that's also on Steam. Lego Brick Tales. Interesting. Lego's going on its own thing. Rusted Moss. Looks like a good DLC. Potionomics. See if I got that name right. Steam as well. Demon Throttle. Only on Nintendo Switch. And WrestleQuest. You know, I was asked if I was looking forward to a game coming out, I think, for this month. And that's true. I wasn't looking forward to very much for this month. But this one does pique my interest. WrestleQuest. Because having a wrestle game, that goes out to an RPG. And by the way, this is more like a 64-bit or maybe 128-bit. But still, it's not a refined digital type game, which is fine because you're dealing with wrestlers from way, way, way back. Randy Savage being the face of it all. And you can see like an Andre the Giant behind him and Jake the Snake Roberts, which he would have to give his okay with. Like every last one of those people would have to give their okays with that. So yeah, it looks like really, really good stuff. Now we get to some updates here from PlayStation, starting with what's coming out in May. And this comes to us from Engadget.com. And everything that we said yesterday that comes out for PlayStation Plus comes true. Yes, it does. FIFA 22, Tribes of Midgar, Curse of the Dead. There you go. Some games will be removed from the PlayStation Plus collection. And right now, we only know of Persona 5. Okay, so that will be removed. So, yeah, and some people get it, some people won't. But Eurogamer did give us an update on PlayStation Plus, and saying that the owners of both PlayStation Plus and PS Now will be upgraded to PlayStation Platinum for the longer of their two subscriptions. So you will automatically have it, okay? And that'll be up on PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. So, and something that they said in the Sony FAQ page. If you are subscribed to both services, when the new PlayStation Plus launches, you'll be migrated into PlayStation Plus Premium plan, and you will have a new single payment date based on whichever subscription is set to end last. You'll be notified by email of your new payment date and member fee. You'll get to keep all of your prepaid stack time within the new service. So we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. I think I got both. I don't know. I haven't looked lately. I got bills to pay. You know, happens. Speaking of PlayStation Plus, and this comes to us from GameSpot.com, the game trials will be handled by Sony. Now, this comes to us in a tweet done by Ethan Gatch. And that's at Ethan Gatch. He says, quote, "Source tells me PlayStation Store team will create the 2-hour time trials for developers, so it shouldn't be extra work. Though I've heard concerns from others about Sony monetizing a perk and not sharing that revenue with studios." So that could be a problem. What do you think? Tweet me at Joe Brahms. Speaking of that Twitter account, the pinned tweet's still there. Am I right, or is Goven right about World of Warcraft? You'd have to listen to last week's weekly podcast for that. Let us know at Joe Brahms, and we'll probably talk about the Twitter account when that tweet's done. That is, when all the votes are counted. Now, we get into some lighter news. And according to GamesRadar.com, Overwatch 2 PvP beta so far has over 1.4 million Twitch viewers because they're looking for beta keys. And who could blame them? Because we all know that Goblin plays Overwatch, or has. And, since all that trouble happened, now the drops are going on. And a lot of those streamers do have beta keys. They could be giving away keys to you through the DMs and whatnot. So, hey, if you know somebody that streams Overwatch 2, go check them out. See what they're doing and say, "Can I please have a beta key?" No, don't say that. Don't ever say that. No. When they announce drops, when they announce that they're going to give away a beta key, sign up. Don't ask them on how to sign up. No. Don't ever ask them. You do not want to make them mad, okay? You got to let them do their thing. Remind them, that's fine. but you gotta let them do their thing. I will end today's show with a bit of a positive note. This comes to us from Wowhead.com, and the Northrend book is now on pre-order. This is called Exploring Azeroth, Northrend, and this is written by Alex Axe. And this book will indeed come out later on this year, looking to be October, but we'll see how that goes. And this is all about exploring Northrend and everything more like the details of Northrend. Like, we know as gamers what Northrend looks like. This is more of the details of Northrend, some of the things that maybe we missed as gamers. Anyway, enough about that. I am at Joe Brums. You can find me there. Oh, Twitter. We might be talking about June GQ too this week. You can find us all at thegroupquest.com. Click on the Discord link. That'll get us to our Discord. And then if you become a Patreon, you would see all the news that comes in, including the stuff that I post in GQDN show notes. So, we will see you again tomorrow. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. Go to thedawnforge.com for all of the Dawnforge shows. We'll see you tomorrow. More stuff, more stuff, more stuff. Bye for now. And go play some games, people. Thank you.